Blog Talk Radio.
Releasing the unclean thing yeah. come off somebody's neighborhood.
Amen.
But then when the Holy Spirit takes over.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit takes over,
amen.
Guess what it does? It strengthens you against the attack. Come on, I can't get nobody. Anybody ever been attacked? Some to the point you don't even know why you being choked. You know, you sit up, you don't even know why you feel bad. All of a sudden you feel good and all of a sudden you feel bad.
Amen.
I really know that's an attack. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Demons are powerful. And it's all energy that any human being who trifles with them is entering the foolish and dangerous territory. Dr. Peter 2:10. Mm-hmm. Come on, that's it. They are enemies of God and humanity. And I'm going to know that the Holy Spirit will and can defeat the enemy.
Yes.
He may be the prince of the world, but greater is he who is in us than him that is in the world. Come on, somebody. He may have, amen, territory, but I'm going to know our God is greater. Oh, come on, somebody. You so glad you don't have to worry about being defeated. Amen. And give it up because he got the whole world in his hands. Hallelujah. How many know he got the whole world? God got control of the whole world. Hallelujah. Is that all right? He got control over the whole world, not part of the world. Because some people say God just got control over some of the world. How many know he got control over the whole world? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's covenant with Noah. You've got 10 more minutes, 15 more minutes. I'm going to give you somebody. Hallelujah. Noah did not allow that violence and corruption in his day. He needs to stand up on his day to rob him of his fellowship. You know, there's so much stuff going on now in the world. He want to rob us of our fellowship with God. Our fellowship with each other. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, that's why churches are divided and families are divided. Why? Because he knows his only hope is to get families divided. To get churches divided. I can't get nobody. To get you divided from the word of truth. He works in the business. He prays that. He depends on us to be able to get divided. Come on, I can't get nobody. When there's a whole lot of mess going on in your family, that's the work of the
saints.
He don't want you to be in covenant with the word and the power and the spirit of God, for I can't get no money. And so we got to understand, we got to walk with God.
Yeah.
We got to stand together, I can't get no money. A real covenant is standing with God together.
Yeah.
And one way is all of us. One mess up on drugs, guess what? God will deliver them off the drugs.
Come on.
I can't get nobody. One is a rotten up, guess what? God will break that spirit of rotten up.
Yes.
Come on, I can't get nobody. Is that all right?
Yes.
You got some people that they tell the eyes. You got some people, they like their fingernails. You got some people that just worry. They have an ability just to worry all the time. They stay messed up in their spirit. But how many know Noah was a sinner's man? Perfect in his generation. I want to suggest to you today that you're perfect in your generation. Come on, somebody. Why do your faith is an act? You're perfect to what? Your belief in God. Come on, somebody. You're perfect in, hallelujah, in your belief system. In your faith, and how you look at things. If you can prophesy, oh, come on, somebody. When you speak the word, you can see it, that's called prophecy. And when you see it, then you prophesy to it. Come on. In other words, you're going to get a pain plan, a short term, a long term plan, you're going to accomplish your goal. And so when you prophesy it, guess what? Because you plan it, you want to go, and you're going to come to pass on somebody, and then y'all are going to stop. Oh, I can't get nobody. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so God's covenant with Noah so strong that his intention to start an ancient world Satan was his intention was to destroy the world. But Noah covenant with Christ was with God, for Christ had came on the scene yet. His covenant with God was so strong, amen, he didn't do like everybody. And so how do you know you're in covenant with God when you don't do like everybody else? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Is that good? You build on your faith. Hallelujah. Noah pleased God according to all God commanded him, so he did. Hallelujah. How do you know you're in covenant with God when you do everything God told you to do? Amen. Everything God told you to do, come on, think about it. I would encourage you, brother, to think about amen, the things that God encouraged you to do. That's what's good. You know, we always have to try to encourage us to do something. Hallelujah. Is that good? But what about what God told you to do? You have to get everything God told you to do after the day, that's what we get. So that's a good thing about grace. Grace, Christ don't look at your past, what people do. I can't get nobody. Yesterday was yesterday, but today is a new day. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
So if you're learning about the old mess with you, you're going to get into the new fashion that God has put. You learn about the old things that you did. You can't go into the new success that God got for you. God is no Lord was by himself in a world where everybody was picking and is laughing and talking about God ain't going to do something. No one began to do something different. I don't know that I'm a big part of the covenant. He was building it so big, everybody was picking on it. I want to let you know that the Son of God got for you is so big, you can't do it by yourself. Oh, I would not get somebody. This ministry is so big, you need a co-pastor to include it by ourselves. I want to let you know the vision God got for you is so big, and you don't need some help. You don't need the help of amen, God's holy angels.
Yeah, yeah.
If you call on the holy angels, the demonic angels got to leave. Oh, I was not getting somebody. When you call on the name of the Lord, amen, I don't even know, Satan. He didn't tell him to go up. Oh, they ain't thinking about what I see. But they ain't thinking about what God said. You might have tricked them other angels, but you ain't going to trick me.
Amen.
Because why? He's a trick. He don't want you to know. He don't want you to walk in what God said he got for you. Covenant Noah was in such covenant where God Noah continued to preach God's judgment and mercy and warning the ungodly of their approaching doom. How many of you know we got to continue to preach to God? We got to continue, amen, to let people know that time is winding up. Come on. We are in covenant to let people know they're going to be saved.
Yeah.
No, they're in covenant that no matter what was going on, I'm going to hold on to God and change his hand. I'm not going to let him go because he didn't let me go. And Noah, amen, was all by himself here in his front.
Yeah.
And that wife, and his wife calls a lot. And they begin to build it off. Come on, I can't get somebody. I want to let you know what you're feeling for God. It ain't going to be, come on. Everybody going to know about it. I don't care if you say what you do is secretly, I reward you openly. Come on, somebody. When you pray secretly, God will reward you. When you forgive people that have despised you, God will cause you not to worry.
Yes.
Don't be the worry and then give up. And my goal. Keep your confidence in God. Come on, somebody. God did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah. And one of the eight people, a preacher of the righteous, bringing in the flood of the world to the ungodly. How many know, amen, your parents can be saved?
Yeah.
Make sure your house saved. Before you try to save everybody else, make sure your house saved. Before you try to take care of other people, I'll take care of your house. Lord, this is anointing of love that I'm calling on my family.
Yeah.
The rhymes are better. Lord, I call it. boxes under the anointing of love on it. Come on. If your friend is being in a box, begin to pray the love, the anointing over your friend, the anointing of love. Come on, somebody. If God has an anointing in that calls Noah to walk in that covenant, and it calls his whole family. Even everybody is proud. His family was alive. I mean, no, that's the kind of covenant I want to be in. That when everything is going down, I'm going up.
Oh!
Y'all better come over here. When everything is drying up, I got plenty in my back.
Yes!
When everybody is down, premature, I'm living to be 100 plus. Y'all better come over here. Y'all better receive.
Yes.
When everybody is turning all messed up, God all of a sudden sprays his mind out and calls the mind to flow right.
That's right.
Is that good? Knowing they just say it itself. Some people are selfish when they're selfish. They don't wait to nobody. Know that me and mine say, that's enough. Come on. But God called you to be a disciple.
That's right.
Of Christ. To let you get all that sin. To let the whole world know. Amen. That they need a Christ that died for them and rose on the third day. To give them a chance to the tree of life. Amen. Now, say everything, all right.
Yeah.
Noah was not just saving his family, but he was saving, amen, the word of the Lord that God gave. He was a witness to the new birth. He said, it won't be water, but a fire next time. And I want to let you know that, amen, there won't be another ark, there won't be another flood, but there will be some rain of fire. How many know we got to be ready when he comes? How many know we're going to be blessed? I'm too blessed, and I won't give up. So I want to say to you, brothers, don't give up. Follow that Lord covenant. That even though there was another flood, some of us don't have one flood, we got different floods. Stuff coming across us from every side. Look like it's trying to wash us away. Look like it's trying to destroy our faith, kill our children, kill our family, kill our money, kill our mind. But because we are in the covenant with God, he's gonna bring us off. He's gonna cause us off. For us to walk in. Come on, somebody. And guess what? It's gonna take us.
Amen.
The safety in the Lord. Amen. I thank God. Amen. For one of the covenants I talked about, the covenant of Noah. That the enemy wanted to rob him of his fellowship. But Noah stayed with God. He walked with God. And God told him, if you stick with me, I'll save you. If you have confidence in me, I'll cause the whole family to be saved. Keep your confidence in me and not in vain. And one thing I want to point out, people continue in their evil ways and ignore Noah's pleadings and warnings until the flood overtook them. I want to say, brother, don't ignore, amen, that God has been covenant with you. Come on, somebody. I mean, no, because the enemy always trying to show you that God don't like you, he ain't loving you. I already know when the door is closed, the door is closed. Nobody, when they believe when the rain starts coming. But I already know God has already closed the doors. And while your belief system is up, you have an opportunity, amen, to serve the Lord. Don't let the door close when you don't have an opportunity. Something to give. Come on, is that good? Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody standing here, I know that can. Hallelujah. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need a revival. So be very sure. Be very sure that you make a real assignment. Whether you want to invite me to the life of the Lord, Hallelujah. Go back to the anointing. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you, Brother Terry? Hold on. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray to you. Hallelujah. Go back to the anointing. Hallelujah. I just want to end this way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to pray for the young fathers. Hallelujah. How many of us is being encouraged? Young and old, come on, sometimes we feel like giving up on taking care of our children, especially when people don't appreciate it. Hallelujah. Is that all right? But how many know God, amen, is going to strengthen you to continue to take care of your child? Come on. Just hold your hands up. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now, Lord, strength over him, Lord, physically, mentally, psychologically, take care of his children. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now, fire in his belly, Lord. Lord, it's all God to do thy work in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pull on him from every influence that's wrong. And we pray over the prayer that his mother has prayed over his life. Lord, I pray over the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you dedicated your life to the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says this year I'm going to begin to, amen, build your spirit, man. Amen. I'm going to give you a thirst for the word of God. Come on, I just have a few people. I'm going to give you a thirst. I'm going to give you a thirst. I'm going to give you a thirst. Amen. To understand the word. I'm going to give you a thirst, not just to understand it, but to do. Amen. And you're going to meditate. Some people are going to remember scriptures, but they won't chew on it. Chew it on it. Meditate means to murder in Greek and Hebrew. To murder, that means to crush it. That means to go over and over again. To dissect and God's going to put it in your spirit, man. Amen. Hallelujah. To know the word for thyself. Come on, give God a hand praise right there. God said, you can lead in your faith until it means. Come on, give God praise right there.
He chose to give me here. He chose to let your father and your mother come together. for that. Amen. 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 Right now, we're going to ask that you get your tithes and your offerings. Take off of the word. Amen. I am in covenant with God. Amen. Praise God. The waters will not take me out. That's what I got out of that word. The waters don't come, but I got an ark that I'm on. And it's leading me to safety. That's what I got out of that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we believe this was our third Sunday. Amen. But it's all right because it's okay. Because the food is at our house next Sunday, right? Is that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's okay. We're going to eat next Sunday. We'll eat next Sunday.
Like, you know, finalize we can do in the church. So
Amen. That is coming together very nice. Amen. Amen. Very nice.
Amen. 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 And that game will be getting the power together. We got to get with her for the youth.